Mitzvah. We're up to Kuf Samach Hei, Sif Hei. Kuf Samach Aleph, sorry, Sif Hei. What we've been discussing last week were different parts of Chiyuvim of Avek Ribbis. Tonight, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to be concentrating on Ribbis Ktsutzes, like a new Shlav. Avek Ribbis, like we know, is Eni Yetz V'Dayonim. There's a Chiv Matzis Yidei Shemayim. We discussed Tfisa, other things. Tonight we're going to talk about Ribbis Ktsutzes, Ribbis D'Oraisa. All right, let's start the Mechaba. Ribbis D'Oraisa. What is Ribbis D'Oraisa? The Mechaba says there are two Tanoim for Ribbis D'Oraisa. First Tanoi is Shehu B'Derech Halvah. It has to be through a Halvah, which we discussed in our first Shia on the Siman. We discussed what constitutes a Halvah. We're going to take the Chavitas's chat. A Halvah is something that I give to you to spend. You're not giving me back that same item. If you give me back the same item, that's Sha'ela. But you're going to give me back a replacement, but it's of the same min. If I give you money, you're giving me back money. If I give you apples, you're giving me back apples. If you change the min, that's already Mekach HaMemka, which is also not Ribbis D'Oraisa. So in order to have Ribbis D'Oraisa, you need a Halvah. I give you something, and you give me back something in kind. Second tonight you need is B'dava Kotzav. It has to be something which is a Dava Kotzav. Now, the problem is the Lashon Dava Kotzav, it really, Kitzva normally means a specific amount, a set amount, which means you have to tell me you're giving Ribbis $10, $5, whatever it is. That's a problem to learn that pshat, because it's Mavun and Meiri, that even if I don't specify an exact amount, if I borrow money, say I'm going to borrow money with Ribbis, even if I don't specify an exact amount, that's still Ribbis D'Oraisa. So, B'deichik, I would like to teach the Mechaba, B'dava Kotzav really is like B'dava Kotz, which means that it just has to be contractual, it just has to be specified in the Kapchila when you borrow the money that you're going to pay back. It was a Notmach. If you borrow money without a Notmach and later on you decide to give Ribbis, even during this Manova, at the time of the Peroi, Lachas Manova, those are not Ribbis D'Oraisa. Those are Avik Ribbis, Ribbis Mocheres. We discussed the differences before. But in order to have a Ribbis D'Oraisa, it has to be something which was an Otmach L'Chatchila when you took out the money, when you borrowed the money.
What is that for?
Because of that? Ribbis Ktsutzen, that's Lashon Ribbis. No, the Chazal, they dash from they dash and there has to be cuts. Why has to be Derech Havah? You can look at the different Rishonim, Rashi, Yitzvah. But it has to be a cut and it has to be a Derech Havah. Those are two Nekudis, primarily two ingredients that make Ribbis D'Oraisa. And now we're going to learn Yitz Hashem. Zaytik and Afkaminis, there might be other things. It might have to be something tangible, not just Tevis. Another Mi'at Hashem, as we go through Hilchos Ribbis, but at least the two fundamental Tznoim is Halvah and Ketzitzis Ribbis. Okay, now, if you have those two, and it is a Ribbis D'Oraisa, it is Yoytza'ah B'Dayonim. The Dayonim will force you to pay back. If the Malva got the money, like I told you, we had such a Dintayra, and we paskin that the Malva has to give back the Ribbis that he received to the Loiva. Now, what does it mean, Ribbis? It was Yoytza B'Dayonim. How does that work? So, the Mechaba, not Stam Yoytza B'Dayonim. It's not a regular Choyv, which we discussed as well. It's not a normal Choyv, like a Choyv Shemishpat type of Choyv, which a guy is Chayv to you. But rather, Shayyakoyfinu Makino Yisay Ache Tetzi Nashay. They beat the living daylights out of the guy, literally, until he's Mekayim this Mitzvah Saseh. Now, if you look at the Shachs of Kotan Zayin, he taka says, Gedin Shah Mitzvah Saseh, Dixiv Chayachichimach. So, that means the reason why the Yoytza B'Dayonim is not that there's a shibud nechosan, not that they have a right to be yerd l'nechosav, like it continues, av ein bezin yerd l'nechosav. Bezin has no right to make a gvia. Now let's say the guy is out of town and you want to get your ribbis back, bezin has no right to confiscate or liquidate his assets. Normally in a regular choiv or any other type of nizikin, whatever, yes, bezin has a right to be goyven and yerd l'nechosav. By ribbis ktsutzah, it's not the case. Ribbis ktsutzah, we discussed, there is no Shiva Nechazim, and that's why in the next sif we'll see that the kids, the Yorshim, are not chayiv to pay back Ribbis Ktsutzah. It's only a chiv on the father. It's a mitzvah saseh, the chayichichimah. But just like in all mitzvah saseh, Bezin is koifa to mimakayim and mitzvah, so too this mitzvah saseh is lagar from any other mitzvah saseh. And that's what the Shach is saying. Kedin Shah mitzvah saseh, it's the chayichichimah. It's a regular halakha. We're koifa nesai to shake a lulav. We're koifa nesai to sit in a sukkah. We're going to be koifa nesai to return Ribbis Ktsutzah. It's the same thing. It's just out of mitzvah saseh, that's why we do a kfiyah. The Lashon HaMechaba, the Grad of Meduyik, the Mechaba says, Yetzu B'Dayonim, that Vaisais Bezin has to do the Kfiyah. There's Machlekes Ktsais and Nesivis and Simon Gimel when a person has a mitzvah saseh, is a chiyav mutal, chiyav atziyav mutal ala bezin, or could every yachid v'yachid, could your rav, could your friend see that you need to do a mitzvah and be kaifin I say to do the mitzvah? The Nesivus holds anyone could do it, and he brings a raya that we see when a person's ready to be over an issa, anyone has a chiyav to be mafreshim from the issa, so too by mitzvah saseh. And the Ksais argues, and Ksais says, Mamish a Tais, Meshavik Kadarka argued with the Nesivus, and he says, no. He says that that's a fundamental difference between an asay and a lois asay. A lois asay, everyone has a chiv to be mafir someone from an issa. It's chiv hafrosha, zaktik sais, nakan nakuda, is only that you have to be makan asay, but not achatetse nafshay, right? Only kanayim poigim boy is achatetse nafshay, on certain averis. But a typical lav, you beat the guy up, you makan asay, you force him, you try to get him not to do the issa, but you don't kill the guy. When it comes to a mitzvah saseh, that's midin kfiya, that's not to save the guy from being over an issa, but that's midin kfiya, to be kaifin I say, to do a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah saseh, and that is ad kadei kach, makan asay achatetse nafshay. That already can kill him. And that, whatever it takes to... Sorry? Ad v'ad v'kval, pashtus. Yeah, you have to know... Yeah, pashtus, it's ad v'ad v'kval, right? And you can even go and kill him, but it's not mutal for a hedya to do. It's only on a bezin to do, and that's meduyik in the lashon for a sefer, a divrei sefer, I think, makes this deek, the beautiful deek, that's what the Maccabi says, yetzu v'dayanum, because since this din is only midin kfiyas mitzvah saseh, then only the dayanum have the right to do that, and it would be a riot to the meshaviv nesivis. It's a stam a klal to know. Right, no, I've added them. Yeah, it's here to be the yana. You know why it's chatan dayana? Yeah, okay,
no, I'm saying, what was the
deed from the Mechabit? The Gemara's washing. Yeah, the Gemara's washing, here to be the yana, and they have a shayna with the tajra. Yeah, good, so you have a raya from the Gemara. If you want to say the same deacon Gemara, I have no problem with it. That's fine. In all of, in every mitzvah say, in kala tere kula, if you see someone has a mitzvah say, is it mutal ala bezin to be forcing to be mekayim a mitzvah? Or is it a chiva kol echad ve'echad to mekayim mitzvah? I mean, you have to speak to your posik, but you know, offhand, you know, the guy has a chiv kriyishma, you have to wake him up. And you can go on and on and on. I don't know, that's midin kfiya, but... No, but maybe you'll take the chiv you will have. I mean, that maybe you can't take it so far, rather maybe you'll have a chiv to get him to do kriyishma, but to convince him that it's a good idea, but to take the law in your own hands, so to speak, physically, to hit him, to be makanosei achatetse nafshay, that's only a din on dayonim to do. It's only a din on bezdin. Okay, I just threw it out, but then I can have. By lav, you have a chiv lafrishay, but not to kill him. You have a chiv lafrishay. Maybe it's like it's any other lafrishay that's true. It could be midin arvis as well. But on the mitzvahs, I say it's only on the bezdin. All right. Shekai? The other party wants to be Meichel Gavalnik. We're going to rather learn later on some Makhlek Zishenah, but we Paskin, you have a right to be Meichel Rivas Ksitza. Even though it's Yenim Tzmitzah, but you have a right to be Meichel. Which is again a shtickle of a right where we keep on chazring Iba, that even though Rivas Ksitza is your mitzvah, but somehow your mitzvah Shazachor is to Yenah. It means you have to pay Yenah. The way they set up the mitzvahs, as they was, to pay him back. If he wants to be Meichel, very good. So then that's how sort of you kibus kabalti, you paid him back. All right. But bezin can't be yored l'nechasa. Now the Machlokes Rabbeinu has is bothered by Akash, and excites as well, is that there's a chiv kfiya on mitzvah tzedakah as well. There's a halacha that by tzedakah a person has to give a certain share, and then according to his means he has to give more. And if you see that he's not fulfilling his obligations, bezin has a chiv to be kaifin aisai. And the same thing to be kaifin ala mitzvah. Same exact thing. And nevertheless, it says over there, also, bezin cannot be yored l'nechasa, because it's not a shivan and it's a chasim, it's only a chiv haguf that he has. But when he's around, before them, the Ramban says, when he's here, I could be yored l'nechasa. Bezin has the right to be yored l'nechasa. What's pshat? Like the Ramban, that means, if I could beat the living daylights out of the guy, it would be better for him as well, just take away his nechasa. So when you're doing a kfiya, you're forcing him to give you the nechasim, you could force him in two ways. You could force him by punching him in the nose, you could force him by grabbing the thing that he has out of his hand. The two ways to force him to be mekayim, whatever it is. So that you could do. Shalai b'fonav avada, you're not yored l'nechasim, because that's not a kfiya. Shalai b'fonav, you're not forcing him, you're just taking assets, and that since those assets are not meshuvah, there's no shiva nechasim, that you can't do. But at least b'fonav, there is a kfiya, a form of kfiya to be yored l'nechasav. And over here, the Maccabi's mashma, ain't bez yored l'nechasav, klav v'klav. So in fact, the Maccabi's Ephraim Nexais, it doesn't stream what the Maccabi says by Hukas Tzedakah. And the Maccabi's Ephraim seems, the way he feels off, he finishes, he says that, and a chinami, here too, you would have a chiv, he has a rayish to go right from a chinuch, others a mechinuch different way, but here too, and a chinami, the fun of, you would have a koyach to be koyfenuch, so to be layered with nechosa. That's the machnaf rayin. The machab is not mashma like that. The Chavis does to interrupt the Machafayim's problem. He doesn't bring the Machafayim, but he interrupts his problem. He's Machalik between him and Tzedakah. He also has Takasha. And he says that, no, by Tzedakah, there are Lavim as well, Lisa Ameitz. So Machmas to Lav, the Kfir, is a stronger Kfir that we could be Yerid Lenukhasav, Hami is Pafana, but good, but we could be Yerid Lenukhasav Midin Kfir. Mashenkin by Ribis Ktsuta, which is only an Asay, that's the Ochiv, it's just Vechechikim, it's only an Asay. I say alone, there is no kviyah to be yared l'nechasev. It's only a kviyah or a guf. It's a shver chavizdas in svara because the Oran Ban came from Israel like a kavachayim. I could be kviyah from a guf, I could be kviyah from the mamayinah. It doesn't say because there's a lav involved, it doesn't differentiate. Right. So I'm saying that it's a good kasha. It's a machafayim's kasha. But I'm just saying the chavizdas is teret, it's not so gishmak with the Ramban. Maybe he's arguing with the Ramban, maybe the chavah argues with the Ramban. But it's at least, like you said, the Lashon HaMechaber seems Ein Bezin Yerid L'Nechasav Klav HaKal, Bezin is never Koyfin to be Yerid L'Nechasav. It's only a Kfiya Achet Teitzei Nafshay. Then the Mechaber gives another case. V'chein B'Uveo Chatzeri. If you lend the money al Chatzeri to a rental, for example, V'omalei Amanashe Yodu Boichinam, the borrower says, look, give me the loan and I'll allow you to live in my house rent-free whenever you come to Lakewood, to someone, you come for a Shabbos, come for a week, whatever it is, use my pool, whatever it is, I'm allowing you to have a shtamshes bechinam that is also ribis do'eraisa, or she's granulo bepachas of kuyetet by, or even if I am going to charge you for the shtamshes, but I'm charging you less because of this toiva that you did for me, because you lent me money, that is also considered ribis ketsusa, it's also ribis do'eraisa. You can have a similar case, and the Achronim discussed, it's really not for tonight, but basically you see that any cuts, any type of agreement that you have to have a toiva, but let's say a guy will borrow money and he's, let's say, in the diamond industry and he borrows money and he says, look, if you lend me the money, the wholesaler will, the broker will lend the retailer the money, and therefore the retail Mikan Veilik will make up that he'll always pay a little more for the goods that he purchases. Again, that will be this Lechari the same problem. I mean, some Achronim Mabit tries to be Machalik, Mabit or Marit. But the way we pass, and that would also be Ribis Ketusa, it's Ribis Taraisa.
Why in this case is it considered money for money?
You're giving me money, I'm going to give you back the money.
I'm giving you back.
Plus, I'm giving you more.
But the Ketusa is the back of money you use my pool.
That pool is the Ribis part, that's the extra, the added. That doesn't have to mean money. If I lend you a dollar, I'm going to ask you, give me back a dollar plus a fruit, that is Ribis Ketusa, because the Havah is established because it's a dollar for a dollar, and the extra thing, whatever it is, even if it's payers, even if it's a shtamshet, it's chiyas, that is considered ribis ketsutza.
In this particular case, like with the shtamshet, if you come around, you can use the thing. It's not, maybe you won't come around.
Okay, so it's really not for tonight, but yes, there are cases where it could be a tzarecha beribis, there are cases where it's only a schus, the Achronim discuss all these variables, but it's really not here. It should be discussed like by Chotza, by Rashi, by other cases. But just let's keep this cloud. The cloud is whenever you make up in any contractual agreement and you give back more than you receive, that is Ribis Ketusa and it's Yetzer B'Dayanan.
Well, Chayrev meant to somewhere else.
If I lend you money, I'm going to ask that you give tzedakah, pashas the way we pass in pitaisis, that's ribis taraisa.
Right, so how do you, is there a
chiyuv
on the malva now? How do you return that money?
Yes, the malva, yes, that's a shach, and the chiyuv midinarvis, I think Arimas has learned it in the winter, yes, that would be a ribis. Because why is it considered ribis ketsutza? If I lend you money, I'm going to have to give a yeshiva a nedava. Why is that ribis ketsutza? I didn't get it. Teretz says, midinarvis, since you're giving it to the yeshiva because of me. I told you so. It's like, I got it, midinarvis. So memela machiv chazara would be that which you gave. It's as if I got it. I got to give it back. I lend you $100 and I tell you, do me a favor and give $150 to DMG. So the $150 that I tell you to give BMG is as if you gave it to me, because if you're giving it to BMG because I told you so. So midinavit, it's like I got it. So if I got $150, I'm going to lend you $100. So $50 is extra, so I got to give you back $50.
Or if you gave $100 to the guy and $50 to BMG.
Yeah, it's kosher, yeah.
In the case that we said, you should have a bechinam,
that the chayre will be with us derisa even if the whole loan is paying on the other bechina. Not only if he pays him the dollar and then the other bechina for the rebis, the whole, the, if let's say he borrowed $600 and the month spent $600, so the bechina for a month plus half a month. That's
so let's say half a month, what do you mean?
That,
he's giving him more than 1 month, you're saying? The case of Yad HaBachina means...
He borrowed $600, was
it? Right.
So, and he borrowed $600. So he says, okay, you can live it for a month and a half, Dar Bachinim. That should already be with us, Tzusa L'chayr. Because the first month is really money that he's...
Any even if you'd say one day, if you could live in my house for one day for free,
it's... L'chayr, not money for money, because it's Dar Bachinim. So he says that the ribbis... as long as the money is the alvar, not the ribbis. So I'm saying that even in darba chinam, that will chayil be...
Well, if I give you money and I tell you, here's $100, and in return I want to have $200 worth of ishtamshis of your house, that is not ribbis ksitza.
No,
because that's not money for money. That's not the chavez das. And the alvar has to be a dollar in and a dollar back. A dollar, that's that. If I give a dollar and I get back kfeitzim, if I give a dollar and I get back ishtamshis, that's not ribbis ksitza. That's like... Sorry? I have no problem with that.
You're saying he has to take it back?
No, BMG can keep the money. I got to give him back the money. BMG has no problem. All right, but let's try to stick on to Sifrei. I'm trying to cover something tonight. All right. Another important nekuda here is what happens if, which we had a Maaseh Shalei was part of that same very same Din Torah, the Malva, okay, now that he owes him back, but he doesn't want to give back the Leiva money, he has an electronic or it's a computer store, and he would like to give back, pay the Leiva back through Shavah Kesef, through electronics, through cameras, video, whatever, VCRs. Does he have a right to do that? Could he pay back Shavah Kesef? And interesting enough, this Shaila, that he can pay Kesef, Shavah Kesef, is not in the whole entire Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned in the Rishonim, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. And we had the honor of being stuck with this problem of what to do in such a case. And we looked and looked and looked. Now, we had a deek in Rishonim, a deek in Nebuk Yosef, a Rashba, and Samachay, that it implies that the person cannot give back with Shavah Kesef. He must give back with Kesef. But it was, like I said, it was a deek in Rishonim. So I called up Eretz Yisrael, I called up Ray Berger, he's one of the Dayanim by Nissen's Bezin, and he faxed me back. Unbelievable. In fact, in fact, he dug up this maral since Shalaybim Kaimeitz, I think in Kufayin Gimel, whatever it was, that over there it's buried in the middle of a shtick from maral since. There's a dava poshet that you're allowed to pay back with Shavah Kesef. And he says, and are you going to bring me a raya from the Muki Yosef and Daf Samech, hey? And he gets out of the raya. It was like amazing. And we followed maral since. We didn't have any other form. But if you look at all the haim to go over here, whether it's a divi, whoever it is, you look over here, they clear the shayla without any raya and feket. Some got to bring the raya from Muki Yosef that way, and others just, you know, clear the shayla. They don't have any raya what to do with Shavah Kesef.
What's wrong with Shavah Kesef?
What's wrong with it? Maybe I have a chiv to give you back the money you gave me. By halva, if I lend you money, you can't give me back Shavah Kesef.
No.
You have a chiv to give me back money.
The
Leiva
have to be masking to take back
Shavah Kesef? Well, that's the shayla. The Malva force the Leiva to take Shavah Kesef? Right. If they're both are masking to take Shavah Kesef, it could even be Moichel. No, what's Shavah Kesef? What its value is in the market? What the market value is? What the market value is for the item?
Even the Malva pays nothing.
Yeah. Whatever the Shavah Kesef, whatever the market value is, that will work. And we followed the maral tzins, and if anyone knows, anyone else who discusses the Indian, please let me know. But about all I have is this maral tzins. What's it stardom? You have, sometimes you could pay with Shavah Kesef, let's say by Nizikin and Zela, but by Halva you can't pay with Shavah Kesef. It's Chiyas Poilin can't pay Shavah Kesef. You have to know what type of Chiyav is this that I have to pay him back. Lamaisa, I got money from him. If I got Shavah Kesef from him, that's much better. But if I got money from him as ribbis, and maybe it's like a halva, so to speak, I got something extra, I'll have to give back that money. Or no, it's like Gzela, and Gzela can pay with Shavah Kesef too.
In this case, the
Malva
did an Aveir of Rivas Kutsutsa
Darayas,
and he made a sale on the deal. He made money on the deal.
Well,
$8
for the camera, and he sold it for $40. Right, okay, that's very nice. But Lamai says, once he had the camera in the store, it's worth $40, so... But, all right, if I go into your store and I mazik your camera that's sitting on the shelf, I also have to pay $40. Oh, you pay $10 for it? It's Shavah Kesef, it's worth $40, that's how it is. So I have to pay $40.
By a
Why? I didn't say that.
Because by Vakrib is only...
Achiv lot is Yidei Shemaim, so maybe... I know, but whatever this Achiv lot is Yidei Shemaim is, maybe it's in that level, in that realm of lot is Yidei Shemaim, maybe you have to give back money as well. And then we try to bring rice, you know, if someone wants to bring a rice from Abba, it says in the beginning of Abba Kama, it talks about all the different Nizikin, Abba Ovis Nizikin, whatever, Kavdal Nizikin, all the Roshi, all the, why didn't say Ribbis over there? Maybe Ribbis is not Bakal, you have other reasons why Ribbis might not be there. It's a shayla, it's a good shayla. If you want to catch someone and you hit someone learn Ribbis, you ask him the shayla, you'll stomp him. It's a good shayla.
By giving back, all these sort of fall off.
Holy Sroom, you have a mitzvah, you have a kind of mitzvah.
Mitzvah to give it back, but after the whole thing is done.
That's your tshuva, you have a chiv to give back. It's a lavan nitam.
Give
marks
the
rivers? No, it's a lavan nitam.
What I'm saying is like this. If it undoes everything, so you could say, give him money, give back the money.
But no, it's not undoes, I have a chiv. When gzeila the chiva the etchiv is gzeila, and I can give back the shavu kasher, right?
So if it's a different
chiva
totally.
It's a chiva. We know where it comes from. The source is the chayyik imak. We want to know how do we understand this chiva chayyik imak? What is said in this mitzvah? That's the shaila of the paiskin. All right, or of the akronim. All right. Another important nakuda is that this is a bomb. But if you look in the Taz of Cotton Gimel, the Taz says yoytze b'dayonim. The Yonim Amoitiyat. How did the Yonim Amoitiyat? Dafke im Tavoy. The Leiva has to be Tavay from the Malva to get back his Ribbis Ksutza in order for the Malva to have a Chiv to give back the Ribbis Ksutza. Because when the Leiva is not Tavay, the Malva doesn't have to give it back. And therefore, the Taz continues. He has a story. Let's go through the story. It's a cute story. Be'echod, Shetan, Ein lo l'shalim. What? Two lines later. Be'echod Shetan, Ein lo l'shalim v'lo nimtza lo mamon. You have a loiva who has no money whatsoever. Rak mashu lo kach echad kram yimene ribis k'tzutza. This loiva has two malvas. One malva he already paid back, and he paid back ribis k'tzutza. And the other malva is still outstanding. So now the malva wants to collect. The loiva is penniless. Ainly, what are you going to do? So Malva said, what do you mean? But you could go to your other Malva who you overpaid Ribbis Ksutza, get back to Ribbis Ksutza, and then give me that Ribbis Ksutza. So you have where to get payment from. So the Taz ain hadin imoy. The Malva cannot do that. He can't go to the other Malva and say, well, you know, like there's a concept like Shibuda Daranosan. If Reuben owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi could go right directly to Reuben. So he had two. Look, that Malva owes you Ribbis Ksutza, and you owe me a Halva, so I'm going to go straight to that Malva. So Kataz, you can't do it. Why? Because the Kivan Chain can't feel in a Leiva. Since the Leiva refuses to be to there, the other Malva, ain't Shum Kfiya Me'abezin ala Makabala Ribbis Lagzirai. There's no Kfiya whatsoever. The Oidraya, another Sforas, he says, the Aminan Khan, the Ena Bezin Yerdin Lukas of Rakshay Koyfin Oisela Kai Mitzvah Say the Chayekhiki Imach, Kumachkos of ACS of Shinan Boku Yasin. The Khan ain't Shaykh there. Why? The Kitaz, the Kishanoite Aribis, Loyava Lich Yusei Shaloiva. The Chiv of Chayekhiki Imach, because I have to give it back so you should live, so you should be Mephanis. Yeah, but that's like, you know, if you have less creditors, less that's not the vote. The vote is that you have the money that he can do something with it. He's not getting the money anyway. I'm giving it to his other malvo, so there's no chiyav v'chei chiyimak.
Even if he's playing, he shouldn't be able to
do
the head.
Why?
Because if the second he gets it, it goes to the malvo.
Oh, you mean because it is second taina? Yeah, okay. I don't know if the Taz held it a second taina alone. But at least the Taz is svari is he establishes he has a deacon Rashi. He says that you need to have a tviya in order to have a chiyav achzaris ribbis. That's a Taz. Now the sma in Choshen Mishpat August, the sma in Simin Tes, talking about Sheikhet over there, and there the sma says that for Sheikhet Taka, for the dying to give back, you need a tviya. Mashen came by ribbis because it says v'chayakikimok, you do not need a tviya. And the Taz jumps on the sma over there. So it's a makloik is really a sma and Taz whether you need a tviya or not. Now what's pratin the Taz? That goof is a makloikis. The Ksais learned the Taz, you know, literally, if you don't have a Tviya, if there's no Tviya at all, then there's no Chiv to give it back. The whole Tviya is for Schala, it only kicks in, you're Tveya me, and then I have a Chiv to give it back. Because when you're not Tveya me, I don't have to give it back at all. That's the Ksais' understanding. And the Nesivis and others argue. The Nesivis says that that's not Pshat. Avada, you have a Chiv right away even without a Tviya. But because when the person is not Tveya, ubeprat, Ubeprat, that he gave it to me willingly, because we made up, and he willingly gave me that money, so Kozman is not to pay it back, we have a right to assume that he was Meichel. Avad, if he wakes up even 5 years later and he wants to be Tavea, now we see a Goy Muslim afraid that he was never Meichel. But Kozman is not Tavea, we have a right to assume that he was Meichel. We have such a concept in Reish Lamed Beis. We once had, if a guy paid you back or gave you something extra by accident, and it wasn't by accident, we assume that he knows that he gave you Matana. Over there too, you have a right to assume it was Matana until he's Tavea, that he made a mistake. But at least over here, Dr. Nasiba, that's Pshat. That it's an implicit mechila. Kozman is not tavea you, then we could assume that he is not interested in having the money back. Avada, once he's tavea, that's fine. No. Baksuba says 25 years, but all other chayvus pashas, no time limit. Now, according to the Gadol HaMeshoviv, on his understanding, is moisif. The Medev Nesiv is excise. He's moisif that you should know if you go ahead and give back the money without a tefillah. You didn't accomplish anything. He says you gave a matana ba'alma. All you did is you gave a guy a matana. Because the leiva wasn't to value, so you don't have a chiz to give it back. So why are you giving money? You're giving him a present. Give me the present. You don't have to give him the present. It's a matana ba'alma. That's what the Ksais says. There are achreinim ha'madayik and Ksais. That's what I'm not convinced on that. The achreinim ha'madayik and Ksais said, avada the Ksais holds that even if there's no chiv bedini yod, there's no chiv ribis ksutza, but it's loigara from a regular avad ribis that you have a chiv lotzis yidei shemayim. Which we learn, Avek Rebbe is always has a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. So it could be like the Ksais, even without a Tzvia, you still have a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. What bothers me, if you learn the Ksais like that, then why is he saying that it's only Matan Abama? It's not Matan Abama. He chotch with Mekayim a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. Now when the guy is today, I'll have to give him again, I'll say Chiv Dinei Odom. But at least I did something, not just a Matan Abama. Okay. But like the Nesivis, the Chayim want to say that if you learn it's an implicit Mechila, then clearly I won't even have a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. If the guy is Meichel, he's Meichel. If we have a right to assume he's Meichel, then he was Meichel, Saidini Adam, Saidini Shemayim. If he's not bothering to come to ask him, means he doesn't care, so then we have a right to assume that he was Meichel. If he was Meichel, if a guy goes in on Meichel, you don't have to give it back to him. It means you still have to give it back to Dini Shemayim. You did your Aveira, but now you got a Mechil. How do you do Tshuva? Do Chatasi Visi Peshati. I fact the Nesivis. And then she get Malkus because you need to say the Talava Nitikla say, we Makayim to say, it's like the Nesivis. A guy was Meichel, it's Kilus Kabalti, you Makayim to say as well. If he was Meichel, that was no problem. So you don't have the problem. The law is not outstanding. Right. Sorry, how? So that's really the Nesivis is Kasha really on the Ksois, and the Meshoviv Nesivis answers the Kasha, and he says that this is his words, that Kol's man, the guy wasn't Tevea me, so I didn't have the Chiv Asei in the first place, so therefore I don't have Malkus. Now, because the Nesivis, the way he asked the Kasha was, that when you have a Gemara Malkus, Kimo V'lakimo, that if you have an Asei and you're not Mekayim the Asei, you get Malkus. So here too, I have that say, and I'm not giving it to him yet, so I've had that you get Malkus. So the Tzoy is the Kachay of the Klishon, because you don't have the Chiv HaSein to begin with, because he never asked you. So how did the incident even Kachay? So Kosh can't be sure you have a lot without an Asay at all. So the Pasach Kosh is the Kachay on the Meshavi, what's going on. And he says that, basically, Tratnik says is the following, that the reason why this is, there's no Malkus here, because it's really underlying, it's a lot of Nitiklit Tashlumen. There are two reasons why you don't get Malkus. Either Lava Nitik Lasei or Lava Nitik Letashlumin. It's really not like it's Raman and Rosh. But if you learn it's Lava Nitik Letashlumin, what the Ksais means to say is that if you're working mitzvah the Asei, then I hear. If you're not Mekayim the Asei, and the Asei is in front of you, you got to be Mekayim. If you're not, you're going to get Malkus. But the Ksais says there is no Asei, because Kozman is not today, you don't even have the Asei altogether. Oh, you don't have the Asei, so then the reason why you're not getting Malkus is because it's a Lava Nitik Letashlumin. And that. Means it's a lava nitla too, means if the guy would like his money back, I would have a chiv to give it back. So even though Kozman, he didn't exercise that right, so I don't have a chiv to give it back, but still I love her nitin l'tashlumen. The lav is nitin for tashlumen if the guy wants. If he asks me for the money, I got to give him the money back. So therefore I would not get Malkus because it's a lav and nitin l'tashlumen. Mashenkin and the Sifat learned it's a portion of the lav and nitin l'tashlumen, and you don't have the lav, you don't have Malkus because it was like a kim of Asay, it's kilus kabalti when he was Michael. That's Lava Nitin Tashlumin, the Rishonber, Tavas HaChayshin. All right. Now, yeah, Avadu Mechila helps. We passed him, it's Machlekes Rishonber, but we passed him Mechila helps on Rebbe's Ketutza.
Why not? I'm saying if the person gave it, he can't say, I only gave it al das.
Okay, so the chayim want to know, maybe it was in the scene of the toys, you can start going to the shas. But push up shad is, you weren't in the kind you gave yet, so now you got to go again. Yeah? All right, now, la halacha, how do we paskin? Well, like I said, really the smart argues with the entire ketzos. That's with the entire tas, sorry. And the ketzos paskins like the smart. So the ketzos holds that even though the ketzos' understanding of the tas was that the chiv is not chal, that's only the das tas. But la halacha, the ketzos is avad, you have a chiv right away, even without a tefiyah. And if you learn like the nesivis, then it's going to be totally on this mechila. It's really makleikas apaiskin, how we paskin. My hergish is, and you're going to see more in Sif Zayin, my hergish is, I the raya that they're coming from in Reish Lama Beis, it itself is a miyuchas redvode, but the nekuda is, and the Nesiva says, I could assume the guy is Meichel. My hergish is, we see all the people, why are you assuming the guy is Meichel? The guy's alive, call him up, send him a letter, were you Meichel or not? I don't know, like, Vosben, Bedavka, don't ask him to know if I have a... It bothers me, and you see the retort, yes, this kasha, like I've that other halacha, it bothers me that even if the Nesivas would be right, that there's an implicit mechila, so Bezin has no right to be koifa. That I understand. Bezin is not going to get involved. Maybe the guy was Michael. Why should they beat you up for? Good. But you yourself, you have a chiv, v'cheyachik imak, you have a chiv tshuva, you have a right to assume he was Michael. It's actually if we go call him up and ask him, will you Michael me or not? Do you want the money back or not? If he doesn't, good. Okay, if the loy v'dar, that's really for the next if, but if you're already mentioning here that the machloek is dogum revav and the chavis das all together, if the loy v'dar, do you have a chiv chazara? We know in Tivav, if the malva dies, we're going to see there's no chiv chazara because the chiv is on the malva. So if the chiv is v'chicha imach and your achicha died, he's no longer here, the life is no longer here, maybe you don't need b'chalal have a chiv to give to the Yashem. That's what the dogma of Abba says. He brings down a kovo and he said maybe the kovo is only like, you know, an Indian as a, what's his lashon? Haroit the lashon b'tshuva shleima should give back to the Yashem alayva, but maybe make it then you don't have to. But the chavit has nemzim for a pashas, avada, you have a chiv to give back to the Loivos Yerushim as well. That Mechila for sure doesn't count.
What's the difference between that Mechila and...
Okay, that we have to learn. That's the Mechila, because we shine them. Some Rishonim are Mechalak between the two, and others are not. That's where the Mechila is goodbye. We all know that when you gave the Ribbis, you gave it willingly. No one forced you to take the Havah. I mean, you were desperate, but no one forced you to contractually go into this agreement to have Havah with Ribbis. Yet we know, that's for sure that Mechila doesn't work. That we know for sure. That's what the Torah is coming along and saying, you got to give back Ribbis to Tzah. The whole Mechila is showing them is, and we pass and it does work, is if you have a Mechila later on. I mean, yes, I know that you have a chiv to give me back the money, but afal pi kein, you could have it. Afal pi kein, I don't need it back, I'm meichel you. That's where the machlokes is, and we pass, and then the mechila works. And then we shouldn't discuss the chilek. All right. So the bottom line is what you see from here, that there's no real shibud nechasim, and the reason why we know that is because it's learned out really from the next sif. If you see that the Yerushim are chayiv, you know that there's no shibud nechasim. But Bezin does have a chiv to be makin say ayat shetetei nafshay. That's what comes out over here. All right. Gerada, on the shiloh of the Taj, is Agav, the Ksois and the Knesset HaGadol have a zaitika problem with the Taz's story of this malva loiva and another malva, that the loiva, since he's not tevea, you know, then the malva, it's off limit. The malva has no right to go to the other malva. And they say the following svar, which is a beautiful svar. They say that we know a halacha that you koif in every loiva to be perea koif. Priest bar koif is mitzvah. And bezin is koif on that mitzvah too. So, yes, let's feel a naniach that the taz is right. Naniach that you need a tefiyah. Naniach because when he wasn't tevea, there's no chiv chazara. But you loiva, you owe me money. So why isn't Bezin, in fact, the extent of the day in the Ksais, Avada Bezin should have a chiv to be koifa the loiva, his chiv to pay back his malva should include that he must go ahead and ask his other malva for money. If he has an ability to get money by making a tviya, and he has a chiv to pay back this malva, then his mitzvah, priest b'chav mitzvah, should force him to make that tviya. So even if the Taz would be right, they say the Taz is wrong. Even if he'd be right and it's the Hanukkah that you need a Tfiyah, but Avada in the case of Shabbat Ram Nosan, Avada he would have the Chiv, the Lay would have a Chiv to ask the other Malva back for his money in order to be able to pay back the Malva that he's still outstanding with. Sorry?
He was already
very good. So this is all the tzais according to his understanding, that the taz never meant a mechila. All the taz meant was that kozman you don't have a tzviya, the chiv was not chav. So that may ask him, Ivan, you have a chiv to make that tzviya, to make the chiv chav, to get the money to pay me back. But Zak Nisivis, and all that's mamish your taz. Zak Nisivis, that lididan, the pshat in the taz is that there's an implicit mechila. How could a peasant force the guy to undo his mechila? If he was Michael, he was Michael. You can't force him to be a gazman. If in truth, the loiver was really Michael the malva, for him now to get back the ribbis, he's a mamish a gazman. The Sheikh Zayagut said he's a mamish a gazman. So if he was really Michael, then how could Bezin force him to ask back for the money? That's what Atad said is pshat. This would be a riot to the Nesivis is pshat and Atad, that the reason why you need a tefillah is because otherwise it would be a mechila. The raya, you see, the peasant's not even forcing you to try to make that tefillah, to try to make the chayv bichal. And the reason is because if in the shtika was kimechila, if it's implicit that you really don't want your ribbis back, the peasant's not going to force you.
That makes even a question starker to go and ask him. I mean,
how can I go and ask him? Or is there any miracle then?
No. Ask him, were you Michael? Because.
Oh, go, let peasant ask him and verify if he was Michael.
Because, Manusha.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you pay,
okay, that guy Shlomo, I hold this for anyway, but yes.
I think it makes it even stronger. How do I know when he was Michael?
Correct.
Maybe he doesn't know yet.
Well, if you look in the Pisket Tshuva, the end of Hay, it brings down from Sheol Yisayvitz, or in the middle of Hay, he said, what happens if the guy said he was Michael? Because he says, if you learn the Pshat in the Taz, the Zatz Mechila, it only works before she booted the Nanas and kicked in. It means the Mechila had to take place before he borrowed from his second Malva. Because once you have Shibudin and Nosan, the middle guy has no right to be Michael anymore. If Reuben owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Shimon has no right to be Michael if Chayiv to cut Levi out of the picture. You can't do that. So he said that the Megillah had to take place beforehand. And he says, what happened to the guy said I was Michael and we have no Raya? So he says, if you're Choshish for Kununya, Islay Allah Chayim Stam. You give him a Chayim Stam that he has to affirm, yes, I truly was Michael before I took out that second Alvah. And a Grammy, you'll have to. So you want to know why isn't Bezin asking? You're right. Maybe they should, and they'll have a Kherim.
There's no
Shiva Mammon. So how does Shiva work here? Yes, good. So they bring this right too. Very good. They bring this right that you see here too. That's a Tumul. But yes, you see here too that the way of it is, the Shalta Chayis as a Chayis. You know, we're trying to, every halacha we're trying to say, this is like this and this is like that. This is the problem. It's very, Lagavi Tvisa, it's like a choiv. Yeah. Lagavi, Shibutin Anasin, yes, we say it's really like a choiv that Shibutin Anasin could play itself out. Because, yes, it would only be just a mitzvah ba'alma. How does it pass Shibutin Anasin? Good. And economy. Sorry? I know, but the price when they bring it down, they discuss it with another thing.
Is the
task
probably that the other halva was also with ribbis? Both halvas were ribbis?
No, the second halva could have been a regular halva. He just owes money. All right, let's do sivvav. Let's try to chaperein. Lokach ribbis ktutza omeis. Someone took ribbis ktutza and then he died. We've been discussing this halakha. This is like so fundamental to the simon. Ein habonim trichim la'akzer. The kids do not have a chiv to give back the money. The chiv is only on the father and not on the kid. And from here we know sifhei. From here the Rashba spars sifhei. It's got a maglik zishanim, but we pass on the Rashba that we see that there's no shib nechasim for the yorshim to pay back. Then must be the reason is because there's no shib nechasim at all. And if even when the father was alive, there's no shib nechasim and bezin that yordan nechasim. That's how we knew sifhei. So ain abanim tikkun la'akta because there's no shib nechasim. Kids, yorshim are only mechiv to give back when there's a shib nechasim. Even a regular chayv, let's say someone borrows money and dies penniless. The kids don't have to pay back the father's chayv. And the father leaves all the assets, the shib nechasim. So from those nechasim, the yorshim have a chiv to give back because the nechasim that they yash on the shib to pay back the chayv. But if you learn that there's no shib nechasim because it's a mitzvah, only on the malva. So mamela when the guy dies, ain't a bottom tzichim lach. So the kids don't have to give back. Navas ela im kain, except hayadava mesuyim. If it's a known item, kigoin part of the talis. Oh, you see Lucy over there. Lucy used to belong to the loiva, and now I see the malva has it. The malva dies, and that's part of the estate. So everyone's talking about the rate on the gas is. If the shekels, the rate on the gas is. Look at Lucy. That Lucy, you see the malva? Look what he left over to his kids. He couldn't leave over anything but ribbis. So it's a delusa to the mace. Look what's going on. That the mace deals with ribbis. So the delusa of the kibbut avshav, the delusa that they have, and v'os avim tshuva, and the father tried to do tshuva b'chayav on this ribbis, just for his big lachzat shemeis. He couldn't get Lucy back to the bialim till he died, but he wanted to give it back. So the father is holding by doing tshuva on this ifa. Then the kids have a chiv al kved avim. Look at the shach. They have a chiv. Shoz chayiv lachem mishum kved avim. They have a chiv to give back Lucy, to give back the power of the talis because of kibbutz. That's the halakha. But they still don't have to. They don't have to keep the right to give this back. But kvod avim, this Indian of kvod avim, now the Rebbe should be about the kvod avim that everyone's looking around and talking bad about this guy's father. Look what he leaves over. Rebbe, look at what he dealt with. This is what he was Isaac b'chayov. Rebbe, so to save the disgrace from his father, from their father, they have to give back, but only if it's a davar mesuyim. If it's money, it's liquid. No one sees. Look what he did. So they're not talking bad. Not as he loses, you don't have to give it back. So the Gemara says, why do you need the father to try to do tshuva? And I should ready, what is the tshuva that we're trying to do? So that you look in the Rishonim, the Ramak, and the Shita says, tshuva means that the father gave back all his other ribbis that he dealt with, A. And B, he decided, of course, La'as said he's not going to deal with ribbis anymore. And C, even this item itself, he instructed to give it back. It means he wanted to give it back, he just didn't have the time. He wasn't able to come to fruition to give back this item. Now, what do you need tshuva for? So it's the Gemara, because if the guy doesn't do tshuva, there's no kvod avim. If he's a Rasha, there's no, well, it's makwek as he's training, but the way the Gemara says it, if he's a Rasha, he's not oita maitamcha, then there's no kibbut av. I don't have to give back. I don't have to be mechabes someone who's a Rasha. Right, not so not zamcha. It has to be oisa my zamcha. So not oisa my zamcha. There's no chiv lechabdat. So therefore, even though this person and the Rishonim discussed, even though this person wasn't oisa my zamcha for everything else, but lagabi this ribbit, he was not an oisa my zamcha. So lagabi this ribbit, he's considered a rasha, and there's no chiv lechabdat. That is pasha pshat in the Gemara. That's going with the Rishonim who hold that there's no chiv of kibbutz. When a father is a Rasha. The Rambam holds that there is a Chiv Kibbutz when the father is a Rasha, and this Gemara is a problem. And already the Kadmonim ask on the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef says the following. Beautiful pshat. Beis Yosef says, Avada, you do have a Chiv Kibbutz even if the father is a Rasha. But this is really not a real Kibbutz anyway. There's Allah, in order to have Kibbutz, it has to be Mishal Av, Veloy Mishal Ben. To have a Kibbutz means you Machiloy, or Maniloy, or Mashkoy, with what? With his nechassim, I take money out of his bank account and I hire a nurse. I take money out of his bank account and I feed him and buy groceries. But if he doesn't have money, I don't have to take money out of my bank account to be mechabdei. It's a nice thing and it's beautiful and it's obviously expected, but that's not the mitzvah kibbutz. That's not a kibbutz. This ribbis belonged to the father. Again, we keep on going back to this. The father was kind of the ribbis. It's really his. He had a chiv to give it back, a mitzvah. He died. The second he died, it's part of the estate. Now the Yerushim owned this ribbis. So now belongs to the Yerushim. Now you're telling the Yerushim to use this ribbit and give it back. One second, they don't have a kibbutz to give back their own nechassim. This nechassim now belongs to them. So they don't have a real kibbutz to give it back. So Dr. Bey says that this is only an inyan, a takona, a zilusa of the father, chazal u'mesaken, that the kid should give it back, or davar mesuyim. In this takona, which is really not a real kibbutz, they said, hey mamar v'hey mamar, they said that if the father was a rasha, lo yisei davar, he didn't care about his zilusa. He didn't care about this ribbis. He was Isaac in this ribbis, then we don't have to be better than him. We're not going to worry about his zilusa if he didn't worry about his own zilusa. So it's really not, if it would have been a real kibbutz, you would have had a chiv, because you have a chiv to be mechabit even the father's a rasha. But since this is not a real kibbutz, so hey mamar v'mamar, so you don't have a chiv. That's how the Beis Yosef answers the Rambam. But the bottom line is if he's not holding by doing tshuva, then you have no chiv. But if he is holding up by doing tshuva, he did tshuva, then you have the kids have a chiv only in a davar mesuyim out this dilus, out this kibbutz, to give it back. But the mechabit says a lashon ein abanim tzrichim lahachzir, and from there the Mishnah Melech makes a diak. Elam Cain, it was a davar mesuyim. It's a davar mesuyim. They are tzrichim lahachzir. The Mishnah Melech says, why didn't the mechabit say a lashon chayovim lahachzir? Apparently, chayovim is a strong lashon. Tzrichim, they need to. Chayovim is they're obligated to. And from there, he's medayik that must be the turn of mechaba hold that bezin is not yordin l'nechosav. This is not like the halacha before. We know that by regular kibbutz. Bezin is not koifin, I say, because it's a matan schara betida. Not on every mitzvah that say is bezin koifin. On mitzvah that say a lulav bezin is koifin. But mitzvah that say a kibbutz bezin is not koifin, because it's a matan schara betida. Since you have l'man yirikun yirekah, you have a mitzvah you have a schar next to the mitzvah. Since you have a schar, Bezin doesn't bother being koifin. You can, whatever the schar is, you're going to have to do it anyway. You get the schar, whatever the schar is up. But Bezin not koifin on a mitzvah that has schar. So that's what you said. They themselves need to return it because this is a mitzvah like kibbutz. But if they don't return it, Bezin is helpless. Bezin can't come in and koifin oisam to give it back. It's not like the father where Bezin Chach beats the guy up at Shatefi Nafshoi. Here, Bezin can't even do that. But the Ari Shain in places of Mavur, yes, even on this, Bezin is Koifin at Shatefi Nafshoi. It's a regular Din Kfiyah. And they ask, what's it different than a regular Mitzvah Kibirav? And they make the following Chilak. On a Mitzvah Kibirav, if it's only out covered, that's man's covered. It's either Bezin or Koifin. This is not just covered. This is the Lusa. It's a Bezoyin. Every second you're not giving it back, you're being mimed or designed to your father. For that we're going to be kaifim. For that we're going to force you to give it back. Then Bezin will get involved. But if you go like this diak in Mishra Malik, it's la halacha. If you go like this diak, Bezin will not be kaifim because it's tam and inin. It's not even a real mitzvah. We even mentioned from the base Yosef. But it's an inin. I'll keep it up. So the Yoshim have to do it, but Bezin's not kaifim.
Could that be
mashmah
that there is an
union?
They don't have to.
No, they say that there's no chiv even not on the kids to give it back. So it was never a chiv on the kids, only on the father. The trichim is for the safer, for the dig, but if it would be a double mitzvah, it means trichim lach there, so they say banach hayovim lach there.
What's the idea that you just said, why shouldn't there be a reason to give it back, even if the father was in Russia and wasn't interested in doing about the Zilusa?
Because if he's not makbid on his own Zilusa,
but he's a
Russia like the Dova. He didn't care about that Zilusa, right? He didn't care about that Zilusa, so we're going to care about that Zilusa for him. He didn't care about being Isaac and those things.
If there would be a Chiyuv Kibbutz Rishon, even on something that he himself wasn't doing,
like the Rambam, it's Machlokes Rishonim. We have Kibbutz my father's a Russia. But it doesn't make you ois ois amezamcha. If you do just a kroy ba'alma, he says, that's not going to make you ois ois amezamcha. That which the Mechabe said, he needs to do tshuva, the Gemara, is only because he did this, kesed, it was his norm to lend beribis. He was not chosh for the isa ribis. But if he did it one time, that's not going to make it an ois amezamcha. And therefore, even if he didn't do tshuva, if it was only a one isolated time, you would still have a chiv to give back a dova mesuyim. Another interesting shaila is the machlik is rishonim, actually. Is we're talking about the Machabe says a loshen, it can be medayik in the Machabe, lokak ribis ktutza, the father took the ribis ktutza, umeis, and then he died. Ein abonim tzichim la'akzen. And the achronim, I should be moiser, the achronim paskin, that even if we already took the father to a din Torah, means he took ribis ktutza, we took him to a din Torah, bezin paskin, he owes the money back, still, if he dies, ain't a banam tzichin lach. So the kids don't have to give it back. Even if there was a mother bedin, there's no chiv. And the shtickle of a raya is, because you see in the halakha before in hay, it says there's no shiv in the chosim. Now what was that talking about? Bezin not yer in the chosim. Pashas means it was a mother bedin. And still Bezin could beat the guy out, but can't go down to his nechosim. So you see, a mother bedin doesn't change anything. No, the Achrenu we said not like I was trying to say. Shai, they want to say that once you have a mother within, it turns into like a regular chiv moment, like Zakhun Allah b'milva, it's like a regular chiv moment, whatever it is. You know, the mother talks about knosses and all those things, but we pass in the Medina and others say that Avada, even with her mother within, there's no chiv in the chosim, there's no chiv on the Yashim. But what would be if the father was the malva beribis, but he didn't take the ribis yet? Well, let's see, he took some, he died. Very often you'll have a malva, a mortgage company, they die, the son's yashim, the stocks, whatever it is, they're taking over, the chayv is still outstanding, and the ribbis are still accumulating. And now the sons themselves are now going for the ribbis. What would be then? Is that the same halacha? Oh, you're talking about the sons, they don't have a chiv, because the chiv is only with the father who's the malva. The son wasn't the malva, the father was the malva. Or do we say, no, it's going on the person who takes the ribbis. When the father takes the ribbis, the sons don't have a chiv. But if the sons themselves take the ribbis, how about that? That's a regular dim ribbis ksus, and it's the same halacha that yet to be done in Malch Kfiyah, like we have in halacha before. No, the father made up. He made up the guy, here's $100, and pay me back a dollar extra every single month. Then the guy died, and it was another 6 months, and the kids took $6 more. That $6, which accumulated after the guy died, which already the choiv now belonged to the yashim, will there be a chiv to give it back or not? There was. B'shas Avah, there was a ktiva. The Malbim said. But the father made it up. So what's the shaila? I mean, if you want to break down the shaila, besides touching up the pasuk, is the Yoshim are assuming the father's position. They're not friends. It's not a new chayv. Let's talk a different case. That should be like the Malbim. What would happen if you have a Malbim who lent money beribis and he signed the chayv to somebody else? So now this lokeach has a right to take the thing all the time. You have a credit card debt or whatever it is, and you go buy it. I got the shaila. I don't know, every month I get the shaila. Someone's buying up a whole package of debt from a credit card company, and in there the loiv is there. Avad is going to be ribis ktutza. Mikan ve'eluk, that you purchased the debt, now you assume the position, now you're the malva. So every dali he's paying you is because of the ktutza that's made up in this halva, and you assumed this halva, Avad is going to be ribis ktutza. The shaila is with the kids. Is it the same thing? Are the kids just assuming the father's position? They're in their shoes, so that we know the halva is the same. So the payment is a ribis ktutza payment. But the shaila is, maybe atikach mita was only going on the malv himself who made it up. But on the kids, they don't have their chiv, so the kids could take it as well. Maybe even the kachilah person want to say, if you learn like the Ramah holds like that, the Ramah holds that it was only chiv on the father, and if the kids take ribbit, they don't have the chiv to give it back, because altikach mita is only going on the father, the chechichimach, the one who you made up with. So it could be that the kids would, l'choyre, should be even mutter to take the kachilah. And the priest can say no, because if they take it, then the kilo, that's the gemar of the issa that the father did, so kilo like you're going the father did, so good. But at least once you take the ribbis, you don't have a chiv to give it back. That's the shita's Rama, the Rashbon, and the Chuv.
It should be
automatic. That's much. The guy buys and he assumes his position, he steps in the guy's shoes. All right. Yes, bottom is that. But the Rashbon Ran argue, the Rashbon Ran say no. That now the Yoshim are the Malvin. If they take it, they have a chiv to give it back. That means even though they're not the ones who made it up, but the chiv is whoever took the ribbis has a chiv to give it back. If the father took the ribbis, only he has a chiv to give it back, not the Yoshim. If the Yoshim took the ribbis, then they have a chiv to give it back. So the Machlekes is showing what to do. If you want to be Medayik in the Mechabel, Mechaz is Lokach Ribbis Kutsu Umek, and Abadam Tichalak, the Vice Toys, that if he died first and then they were Lokach the Ribbis, they would have a Chiv to give it back. So it is a Chiv Akzara Zivit. That's the Tickle Dik in the.
If you're going to say it's not, because if they're taking over the Chiv, who does he have a Chiv to? To the Yershim or not?
No, we know that he has a Chiv to the Yershim, but since the Yershim was not who made it up, the Chiv, the Chiv Kikimach, was never on them.
Why?
Because
it's like giving something extra in the middle of a thing. We didn't make a Ribbis Katsu. So in the middle, I come and I give it back to chocolate. You're telling me that doesn't have enough Ribbis. So here, if the Yershim now became a Malva, so he has an Alvo, I'm going to get them extra. You get each of them out.
I hear where you're coming from. I'm not convinced, but I hear where you're coming from. All right. Another very important shaila, and this shaila really, like, moves the whole, again, having him with this whole Yusaitis Arivit. This shaila has happened many times, and it still happens, unfortunately, and it touches up the whole Rivet. What would be the following halacha? Reuven lent money to Shimon, let's say a mortgage. He's a broker, he gave out a loan, Yiddish Geld to Shimon. Shimon bought a house, and every month he's paying ribbit. You know, 99% of the payment is ribbit, 1% of the payment is principal. Over time, it starts growing. But let's say we're talking about the ribbit portion of the payment. Ribbit. The father dies. Now, let's just talk numbers. He lent $100. So far, they paid. Sorry? The father of the Malva. What?
The Malva died.
Let's just talk numbers, easy numbers. He lent $100, and so far $25 of ribbis only was paid off. No Karen, but only ribbis was paid off. So you have $100 chayv with $25 of ribbis. The father says, I still have a chayv, $100, that's still kind, you owe me $100. Hey, now, if the father would be today and the loiva would wake up right now and say, one second, I paid you ribbit, it's yoytzei, so now we discuss, I'll do a tefisa, I'll get bezin to force you, eventually I'm only going to pay you $75 more. I'm not going to pay you more than that. Good. But that's not what happened. The father died, the malva died, and now comes the yorshim. The yorshim goes over to the loiva and says, pay me up $100, you owe $100 to the father. And the loiva says, one second, but I paid you $25 worth of ribbit, we got to deduct that. Because the father had no right to take it. So Yerushin says, yes, it's taka upon the father, no head to take that, but nothing to do with us. We don't have a chiv chazara. All I know is I have a note that says, you owe me $100, pay. You gotta pay me $100. And the leg is screaming bloody murder. What do you mean? And that means at the end of the day, I'm paying more than I borrowed. Yeah, that's the shaila. I mean, the shaila is, could we now use the ribbit that was paid up till now and make it a wash off some of the principal? If you learn strictly, straight, the way all the assessments we had till now, look, it should not work. You cannot make a wash out of it. The ribbit's money that I paid your father owns in Gansiv, he has a mitzvah to give it back, but he owns it completely. Comes along now, you want to amend the yoshim. The yoshim don't have a chit. The yoshim tell you jump in the lake. That's the salaka.
The ribbit is always what you pay after you finish paying up the
floor. You see, well, first of all, there is a tshuva for Moshe which implies that, but if you look at all the achrinim here, from Ranach, Riki Vega, Machan Ephraim, one by one, Pisca tshuva says, you go one by one, everyone, it's a double portion. If I tell you I'm paying ribbit, I am paying you ribbit. Why do you assume I'm paying you credit? We said, every month you get a statement, you know, a credit card statement, the minimum you got to pay just to carry over your ribbit portion is this. This is your ribbit portion. And I pay that, that's for the Karen? I'm paying it for the ribbit.
He never paid more than the
But I'm paying ribbit. I'm allocating, this is for the interest.
Well, am I saying he never paid more than the...
But I'm allocating, this is for ribbit, and that's...
What would happen if he paid him $25, and he still owes him $25, he says the malus is unworthy, whatever else he owes me. I'm going to hold $25.
Go ahead.
So it comes out that he only paid him $100. He's never ribbit.
Why not?
Because he never paid him ribbit.
He paid him $25 worth of ribbit and $25 worth of the coins, and then only that, I'll go further on your case. In your case, where he took $25 in advance for the ribbit, and just the last $25 he's making the carrying, if you're talking, he has to give back the $25 that he took for the ribbit. He took ribbit, he got to give it back. Now, if you tell me the reason why he was meichel is as a piroin for the ribbit, then I hear. What do you mean? I told you this is a ribbit payment. Every dollar that I give for ribbit was a neshika for ribbit. Because the coin is still outstanding.
At the end, he didn't get a ribbit.
At the end of the day, it's very nice. So if you want to apply it, if you want to now say that ribbit should self-employed, I want to take that ribbit and now apply it for the Karen. I'm asking to you, there's no thing. And I'll even say that there's an Avnei Nezer who says that the if the ribbit is mitla tali b'koy on the sort of what you're trying to say, but Dani Nezer says avada the payment I gave was for ribbit, but in order to be over a lot of ribbit, at the end of the day you got to get more than what I got. So if I gave you ribbit and I didn't give you the karen, so Dani Nezer, then l'ma freya somehow I was never over the issa. Good, one second. But that is if you never got to pay the karen. But l'ma says if there was still a karen that you're getting, right? That coin is still outstanding. The note's still outstanding, and you got the ribbit payment. The first dollar, they're taking out the ribbit. I still have $100 coin on you. That note's still outstanding. It's worth $100 still. And now I have $1 ribbit. So every dollar is nice, isn't it?
It has to be at the end. He's Michael, and then like
the Adonai Nezer. If the end is Michael, I mean, he undoes, yes, and then he might have like the Adonai Nezer. And Moshe holds that automatically, you're paying back, you're automatically paying for Karen. It's the Shredder of Moshe. All the places here you see not like that. The whole Chakira that they have, the way the Machan Ephraim brings down the Chakira, he says the following. That we keep on naming on, and we mentioned it's really a Shaila, but we keep on naming on, Avada, the ribbit that you received belongs to you. And it's yours, and you come to a kingdom, and you've been Kaddish, and you should like the Ritzvah and the Rashba say it's your money. And the only reason I have a chiyuv to give it back is a mitzvah ba'alma. And that's why if the guy has no sheep in the cross, that's why if the guy dies, his Yosha on the mechuyuv back, because it's his money, mamish, right? So then it makes sense. Once he dies, the Yosha are entitled to collect the whole note. The Mark Ephraim says, but if you go like the other tzari, the deacon, the Rosh, that when you collect ribbit, it doesn't become yours. You can't be Mekadosh Anisha. You don't own it. It's like a mamish, a maisa gzela. So then he wants to say that that it's like an automatic wash. You got to give me the money back, even b'chayav, even without discussing it, automatic. You got to give me the money back al gzeila, means you are holding on to my money. So automatically that works as a parayin of the choy. So that was the whole Chakir Makafayim said. He said that if you learn that it was gzeila all along, then enechanami, it was automatic wash, so now the Yoshim don't have to give it back. Now the Yoshim, sorry, can't collect because it's automatic, the note was reduced. But if you learn the way we paskin, pashas, that you were going to the ribbis, the ribbis is finished, and now the note's still outstanding, $100, so you're going to have to give them the Yoshim
$100. Yeah, that's a shayla, the first thing before, like a few weeks ago, somebody asked a shayla, every single ribbis, the rash come ribbis for a bonnet, because this is tough. You give back the money, right? You have to get only $100 you borrow, and it's going to be $125. So the first $100 you're paying back for your debt. And the other $25 will be ribbis mocher, so you're paying.
No, be giving because of the ktifa. Since you're giving a good exit, a lot of debt is going to be a little bit
derived. But now the debt is over. You pay back $100, your debt is over.
I know, but even if I paid it, I'm cut with you. I'm going to give you, here's $100, give me back $100 tomorrow, and $1 5 years from now. That $1 is going to be ribbis ktusa, because it was done contractually. Because of this loan, you owe me $100 tomorrow plus $1 in the future. That $1 is because of this upmach. So that's also ribbis ktusa.
Is that in the
middle of the loan? No, ribbis ktusa is cut no matter what. When you don't have a ketzitza and it's only ribbis de rabbanan, then if it's in the middle of the loan, it's only avak ribbis. It's after the loan until the life, it's ribbis mocheret, chiluk if you have a chiv, la tredei shemayim, or whatever. All right, but the bottom line is, just to make a sikum hadava, bottom line is that ribbis ketzitza is yaitu de yonam midin kfiya, the yoshim don't have a chiv la'akta, but if it's a dava mesuyim, then the yoshim has kibirav, takonis kibirav, they'll have a chiv to give back the dava mesuyim.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.